Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie, Hockman and Crowder, Man Cave Monday, and usually the simulcast begins now, but the Florida Panthers game is on our simulcast station, so just us on 790 The Ticket right now. Florida Panthers have inexplicably tied this game in the third period, so it is 4-4, 16 minutes to go in the third period. Panthers in New Jersey. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. What was your vibe yesterday, Crowder, at Hard Rock Stadium? I told you at the beginning of the show, like, I had a weird feeling all throughout the game because, you know, your head's telling you one thing, your heart's telling you another, and then at the end of the game, like, you've made it abundantly clear. You do not think they should have gone for two.
Hell no.
You think they should have played for a tie.
No, not play for a tie. Go to overtime.
Play for the tie.
But I know for a fact in NFL rules, if they were to kick the extra point and get to 17, then it would have went to overtime. And now you have more football to play and to see who's the better team.
You didn't like the going for two.
I didn't like the going for two. And to be honest, I didn't like the going for two medium. And then once I saw the play you chose,
right,
I hated it. Flores just said, he said, oh, we have a menu of two-point plays. That was liver pie. That's the worst thing on the menu I've ever seen. Why would you run a receiver back towards the box? There are a bunch of damn people in there.
Well, the other thing, too, is someone forgot to block someone on Washington.
No.
I'm not even kidding you. Number 52,
linebacker Anderson.
He was not blocked, was he?
They wanted the left tackle to block him, and he's outside the left tackle. They wanted him to cut him. If you cut him, you're going to fall right in front of Kenyon Drake's feet. When people get cut, they don't fall like a damn redwood tree. They don't tilt over. They stumble into it. So he was going to hit. If that left tackle had hit 52, he would have stumbled into Drake's knees and still tackled him. That play had no chance of ever working in the history of time. And if Drake would have broke back outside, the corner that was coming inside out after they saw Drake motion would have tackled Drake inside out with all the artillery coming from the inside. It was a terrible play call and a terrible decision.
Let me give everybody, before we continue talking about the Miami Dolphins yesterday, let me give everybody the code word for this hour so maybe you can pocket an extra $1,000. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is dress. D-R-E-S-S, dress. Text that word right now to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Again, text the word dress right now to 72881, and you might win $1,000, which really, yeah, you guys tune into the radio on a Monday, blah, 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 up $1,000 in your account. I mean, what's better than that?
Can't beat it. You know what? That word is the weakness of this show.
Dress.
Because neither of us know how to dress. I would say that's the weakness. People ask me about it. That's the weakness of our show.
Well, but it's strong when it comes to radio. Like, yeah. Our radio dress game is strong.
Off the chain, huh?
We are. I am about 3 weeks away from a Hawaiian shirt and a fedora to really complete my transition into Sonny Fox. So text the word dress to 72881. 72881. Your next chance to win will be about 4 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, text the word dress to 72881. Your takeaway on Josh Rosen yesterday, because I thought he looked like garbage. I mean, they kept jumping his yeah. passes, and at some point, like, that's just him telegraphing it.
Worst game he's played since he's been down here, and the second one was terrible when the guy undercut him. Like, you have to see. You know who that was? That was the linebacker There was a story earlier where he didn't know where the middle linebacker was and couldn't identify him.
Remember that before the season started? We learned that about Josh Rosen.
So if you don't can't identify where the linebacker is, you probably don't know where he is in coverage. That guy was standing there waiting for him to throw. He was staring at the receiver waiting for him to throw it to him.
And I guess as a linebacker, I mean, you're waiting for a quarterback that can't identify the mic, right?
Yes. Oh, he doesn't know where I'm at? Hell, this is going to be easy.
I'm invisible.
And then the
what a great superpower for a defender to have, invisibility. If you could have one superpower when you were a starting linebacker for the Dolphins, invisibility probably would be a huge advantage.
Think about that linebacker room. Hey guys, he doesn't see you. Oh, you're talking about when I disguise.
No, you don't need to disguise anything. He doesn't see you.
He's blind to backers. So just run around till never figure it out. And the first one, Quentin Dunbar, he ran the route for the receiver. You didn't see him standing inside of a slant? That's where the ball's going. You can't throw an outside slant. Then it's not a slant. If the guy's inside on a slant, you can't throw a slant route. That was the worst game I've seen Josh Rosen play as a Dolphin hand.
Just did not look good, period, end of story. But and then Ryan Fitzpatrick came in and really had that offense moving.
I would say him getting his head knocked off three times in the first two series.
Changes your entire ability to quarterback a good game, right?
Yes. He was trying to get the ball out of his hands fast. And, Hawk, those weren't sacks. He was getting hit.
Yeah. I was listening to Troy Stratford after the game, and he was saying the same thing, essentially. Hey, I know they're quarterbacks. They're human. Like, you bash their heads in a couple of times. They're human. Like, they don't want to get their head bashed in anymore.
No, and that's what was happening. He was getting hit hard. So maybe if he felt the protection could keep him up on his feet, he might have pump faked that slant and tried to go somewhere else. But, I got hit in the back of my head twice in the first, I want to say eight plays was three sacks. I'm getting this ball out of my hand. Whoever catches it, catches it. And I think both of those sacks both of those interceptions had to do with the early pressure because he did not want to sit back there too long. And honestly, I don't fault him for that.
Right. No. I mean, what are you doing at that point? There's significant offensive line problems when it comes to the Dolphins and the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I mean, there is significant offensive line problems.
And with the Dolphins, Dieter, he's supposed to be a building block moving forward. He was getting little boyed.
Charles Harris didn't start, by the way, on the defensive line, right? It was Taco Charlton.
Man, that's good. Charles Harris needs to get by the water. Just make sure everybody's okay and hydrated.
They assign usually a first-round draft pick to get by the water?
Stand by the water.
Is that a football saying that I'm not aware of? Get by the water? Is that like getting in the quarterback's business or something? Get by the water?
Get as far away from the quarterback as you can because you don't get there anyway.
Well, I was going to say, he does that.
Stand by the water. And if somebody playing yells, I'm thirsty, be available. Okay, Harris? Yes, sir. Okay, coach. Co-case Harris. Come on, man. This team's the front four. And it was funny. Did anybody notice the Redskins came out cute? They came out cute. They tried to run their little fake handoff rollouts and all this. And then when the second quarter started, their fourth series on offense, they said, you know what?
We don't need to be cute.
Why are we being cute? They loaded up. They put Adrian Peterson 8 yards deep. They put three tight ends in the game, and they just started coming downhill. Adrian Peterson, I think, 6 carries for 55 in the second quarter. They figured out what was going on, and it was so easy to watch and see. Oh, y'all can't stop the run. We're going to run. No reason to be cute. It was a very simple game to watch because they was two bad teams. Washington is terrible. They might be 1-15 this season. Washington's not going to win too many more games. And either are the Dolphins.
That's why it was important that the Dolphins lost that game. Panthers just scored. It is 5-4. Florida Panthers now leading the New Jersey Devils 5-4 with 12 and a half minutes left in the third period. I probably just stole your headlines again, didn't I, Solana?
Yep, second hour in a row.
All right, let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Alejandro, tell us what's going on in the Panthers game.
The Panthers have just taken the lead 5-4.
They
after
were down,
being down
4-2 in the. Oh, did I just steal your next line? I'm sorry.
Actually, they're down 4-1.
They were down 4-1?
They were down 4-1.
All right, well, that was a nice little comeback by your Cats.
Tonight, the Heat are back at home. More preseason basketball. They host the Atlanta Hawks 7:30 p.m. right here on 790 The Ticket.
By the way, if you're going to be driving to the American Airlines Arena tonight, our own Alejandro Solana will be on the air from 6 till 6:30 getting you into the Heat pregame show. So there you go, Solana. Make that 30 minutes count. You know what I'm saying.
With that fire. Huh?
Go ahead, Solana.
The Detroit Lions will be on the road versus Green Bay tonight on Monday Night Football. The Packers are -3.5 at home.
All right. I think I'm going to have to figure out what we're doing in that game. I will tell you our gambling exploits in the next segment from the weekend. Spoiler alert, not good.
I can't bet on this game.
Why?
Because I have a preconceived notion of the defensive coordinator of the Lions. It's Paul Pasqualoni.
That's your guy.
I don't want to make any bets because I hate that dude. So I'm already biased right now.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
You cannot allow personal biases to get in the way of money.
That's why
you
it's full disclosure.
You cannot allow personal biases to get in the way.
And if you want me to put money on Paul Pasqualoni, just leave me alone and leave me out of the bet because I can't do
it. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Tonight, the Nationals host the Cardinals in Game 3 of the NLCS. Washington currently leads that series 2-0. They took both games in St. Louis. That's at 7:38 p.m. from Nationals Park.
Man, I could not be less interested in the baseball playoffs. And I blame the Marlins.
Yeah.
They were so uninteresting this season that I never got anything going baseball-wise. And so, yeah, postseason has come around. I have no interest whatsoever. When's the Astros play the Yankees?
Tomorrow. Did you guys see how that game ended last night?
No.
Walk-off home run from Correa to give the Astros the lead. If not, the Yankees would have gone up 2-0 in that series, guys.
When you said when do the Astros play the Yankees, I immediately thought you were talking about the World Series, that they're both going to be in the World Series, because I still think of the Astros as a National League team because they were when I was growing up. And along that line of thinking, by the way, my right hand to God, I know I host a sports talk show on Afternoon Drive in a major city. I found out this weekend that Joe Burrow is white. Go ahead, Solana. What else you got?
Does he remind you of Ryan Tannehill?
You know, now that I think about it, he reminds me a little bit of Ryan Tannehill and Patrick
Laird. Joe Burrow sounds like a black dude.
You know, I went to high school with a kid named Chris Burrow, and he was a black kid. And so in my mind, I don't know why I did that, but I thought that he was black.
All the Burrows related.
Yeah, Burrow just sounds black to me because that's what I knew in high school. And I was floored this weekend when I found out he's a white guy.
Oh, he's long hair. He's white.
Now, you know, because he had been reminding me a little bit of Deshaun Watson, but now he reminds me of Trevor Lawrence. It's interesting how that that happens. What else you got, Solana?
And finally, guys, on this day in 1994, Pulp Fiction was released.
One of your all-time favorite movies, right?
Number one.
Oh, that's number one of all time?
My favorite movie of all time is
Basic.
Pulp Fiction. Huh?
Basic. That's so basic. Like, having Pulp Fiction as your favorite movie of all time. Just Basic.
It's a great movie.
No, it's good. It's a good
What's
movie.
Yours, then,
I was just
Mr.
about
basic.
To say.
Let
yeah,
me have
what,
yours.
What
so,
your,
that's so
yeah,
deep and well
you,
thought
you
out.
You know it's going to be something that he's seen once, and it feels cool to say that it's his favorite movie. Go ahead, Solana.
Godfather, I think, would have to be my favorite movie.
Lie. It's a lie.
Why?
Because there's no 25-year-old on the planet that thinks Godfather is the greatest movie of all time. Most young people see it and they go, I don't know. Does it hold up? Get out of here with
that.
Yeah,
the
You're trying to impress
honestly
me.
Honestly, weren't that great, to be
You're
honest.
You're trying to impress me. What's
never
your
even,
real favorite
never
movie?
Never even seen The Godfather, to be honest.
What's your real favorite movie?
I'd have to go with maybe something out of Tarantino's library.
That's basic. Don't stay away from Tarantino.
But,
that's too basic.
But that's Pulp Fiction, you know.
Right, no, but Pulp Fiction is not even his best movie.
Name another one.
Like, I like Kill Bill. I love the Kill Bill movies, both 1 and 2. Like, I think
that's your
those
favorite
are,
movie of all time.
I don't have a favorite movie of all time. I don't have, like, just one favorite movie. I love all different types of movies.
This dude is special.
I don't
want to talk to you
what
anymore.
What does it have to do with my favorite movie? I'm just saying, like, Pulp Fiction as your favorite movie is basic.
I want to see an in-depth favorite movie, but now you're stumbling around about, I don't like a Michael Douglas portrait movie.
I would actually submit to you that saying Godfather is your favorite movie of all time is actually a more basic answer.
I've never actually seen it, though, so it's tough for me.
Doesn't shock me. All right, I don't know how I got mired down.
I don't know why we answered him.
I don't know what's happening. All right, we're at Twin Peaks. I got to tell you about our gambling exploits. I got to play the Mike Cugno sound, the Bobby McCain sound. We're going to run out of time at some point because I'm getting bogged down with Solana and basic talk.
I'm not letting him get to me today. You know what tomorrow is?
What is tomorrow?
The start of stone crab season.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'll tell you why I love the start of stone crab season is because you always bring us a tray from Delaware Chicken Farm. You bring it to the radio station like it's a tray of peanuts, like it's a bag of peanuts. You know, it's like $8,000 worth of stone crab.
And I'm going to bring it this year as well. But tomorrow, October 15th, is the start of stone crab season. And Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market will have all the sizes for one of the best prices you've ever seen. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They've been there since 1951. Same family owned and operated Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Those stone crabs are there. I'm so excited. But also everything else. They have lambs, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have all the crustaceans you need, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. The sides are awesome. Bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. The conch salad is delicious, spicy, just like I like it. Marinade seasonings, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire selection. Once you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. When you call them, you can tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged ready. When you get there, they're going to save you time. They're going to save you money, like Argentinian red shrimp right now, only $9.99 a pound. Turkey burgers, only $5.99 each. The turkey chili, only $7.99 a pound. Chicken leg quarters, if you buy 5 pounds or more, it is only $1 a pound. 99 cents a pound for $5 or more of chicken leg quarters. You can't beat the prices. They're going to save you time, save you money. Everything in the world is Delaware. They got you guys. 441 one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, and if you go tomorrow, you can get those stone crabs. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, keeping an eye on the Panthers game for you. A lot of stuff to get to as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Davie this afternoon, as we do every Monday. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Florida Panthers are up 6-4. They've scored five unanswered goals in New Jersey. Florida Panthers are up 6-4 with 4 minutes left in the third period. They were down 4-1 at one point. So good for them.
When are we going to start taking overs?
Man, 10 goals. I mean, we'd have flown over at 6.5. Tell you about our gambling in a second here. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up on November 16th, it's our dribble drive against cancer. Our own Jonathan Zaslow leads the way as we have the dribble drive challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. Then you got the dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and then the dribble dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Heathelpcure.org. Speaking of our gambling exploits from the weekend. Oh, and I've got prizes to give away today as well. Sometime before 6 o'clock, we've got a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band coming to the Coral Sky Amphitheater. Got a $50 gift card for Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. $50 gift certificate for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, where the Hockman Burger is available through the end of the year. So a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. Our gambling experts that we have on the radio with us. Rob Pizzola joins us on Thursdays. He's a professional sports gambler. He is based in the great nation of Canada. Not a great week for him. He was 2-4.
Ooh.
2 wins, 4 losses. He gave us the Hurricanes, which was a winner on Friday night, and he gave us FIU, Solana's FIU Panthers. They were a big winner over Charlotte. They were laying 5 points. But he also gave us the Florida Gators, which you and I had. Mm. They were getting 13 points. They lost by 14. Had you put it in at the beginning of the week, I think it was Florida plus 14.5.
Yeah, it was like early Monday.
I think when we first started talking about it, I think it was here. I think that's when we noticed that it was 14.5.
Or if this damn Dan Mullen doesn't draw up plays in the dirt and run a football play, we cover on the backside.
Then Pizzola had also given us Syracuse the Thursday before. That was a loser. He gave us Houston plus 7.5. They were playing Cincinnati. That was a loser. And then he gave us the Jags. And we had that one in a parlay as well. Jags, I guess you got to believe in Teddy Bridgewater. I didn't want to believe, but, I mean, he's got them winning.
He's undefeated.
Which to me is like the – like to me it was Lamar Jackson last year. You know, like you could look at the stats all you want and whatnot. If you can put the W's up, that's really all that matters at the end.
Yes.
And New Orleans Saints are winning, so.
And that's all that – Teddy's not – like, he's not doing what Mahomes and Deshaun Watson's doing.
No,
Russell Wilson's not playing out of his mind right now. But Teddy is undefeated as a starter as
we
sit here today.
What more could you ask out of your backup quarterback?
That's it. And then Breeze comes back, healthy or not. You know Teddy's there to do it. Yeah, the Saints. I was worried about the Saints after Breeze went down, but Teddy's proven a lot to me.
Lee Sterling, who's our professional sports handicapper that comes on. What did I do, Hashem? What did I do in my life that Rick in Davie became a chronic caller turned into a chronic visitor?
What up, Rick?
Hashem, is there something I did in a previous life? Rick in Davie has walked in with a sign. Raise your hand if you had the Gators plus 13.5 and maybe Virginia plus 2. We had the Hurricanes, though. Well, look at that. Rick and Davey's sporting his Yankees shirt. He's coming in here. This is what happens every Monday. Chronic caller has become a chronic visitor, and Channing Crowder, bless his soul, will give Rick and Davey a private show during the commercial breaks while I pretend he's not here. Hey. Bless his heart, Crowder. Crowder is a –
how much longer to the break? I got to get to Rick. We got 4 or 5 minutes left.
Rick's loaded up with his hot takes.
I know Rick got a lot to say today.
Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper. So he gave us he was 4-4, by the way. So, again, you don't want to be 4-4, you know, because you're going to lose the vig on that. But yeah. He had the Canes, which was a winner. He had FAU laying the points, which was a winner. FIU laying the points, which was a winner. And he had the Washington Huskies laying the points against Arizona late Saturday night. That was a winner. He also had the Jaguars. That was a loser. He had the Rams. That San Francisco 49ers team, man, you have to buy into them now, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo's real.
Yes, and especially with Kyle Shanahan behind him.
And by the way, Bill Belichick, if he really did want to keep Jimmy Garoppolo and was forced to trade him, like, he's got to be so angry, because you want to talk about – I mean, how lucky can you get if you actually had a great quarterback in waiting where you would transition from one to the next?
But the Patriots did that a number of times. They're doing it now with Stidham. They did it before with
– Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett was there, and he's playing well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they kept loading up behind – I think Matt Jones, they were getting those SEC quarterbacks in the third and fourth round.
Was Matt Flynn on the Patriots or no?
He did. He was Seattle.
Seattle.
And Russell Wilson came, and that's when they got rid of Flynn, and I think he went to Green Bay. But the Patriots have been, if you think about it, Jacoby Brissett and Garoppolo by themselves, those are two NFL starters that were sitting behind Brady, and Brady just outplayed them out of the team because his ass wouldn't retire.
The other two losses that Lee Sterling had, he had FSU plus 26.5. They were never in that game. And he had the Redskins laying the points, as did we. So we had the Hurricanes on Friday night. That was a good start to our gambling weekend.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, we had the Florida Gators plus 13. I was at a wedding Saturday night, so I'm watching it, you know, on my phone at the end. But I wasn't even watching the game. Like, I didn't even stream it. I was just kind of looking at the updates on my phone. I'm guessing you were watching.
Oh, my goodness.
But, man, when I saw that it was, you know, first and goal at the 2, and all they needed was a touchdown to cover, they weren't going to win that game unless they get the onside kick and whatnot. But I'm thinking to myself, all right, they'll jam the ball in here. First and goal at the 2. They had no problem scoring.
No.
On Saturday night.
Like, we're up 28-21 at the start of the third quarter.
What happened there in that final stand for the Gators?
Dan Mullen got too cute.
But on 4 plays, he got cute?
Oh, it was cute the whole time. They didn't try to pound it not one time. They tried, I think, on 3rd down they ran, but they ran right to the right where number 7 was picking our damn linemen off the ground and dumping them on their head. Number 7, he went to the NFL last night. Their outside linebacker. Saturday night, the man made it to the NFL. Dan, those last 6 plays inside the red zone was some of the worst calls I've seen out of Dan or any coordinator in a while. It was ridiculous.
And then on Sunday, we had the Redskins laying the points, and, you know, that didn't work out.
Never mind. Let me take that back. That was the second worst play calling I saw this weekend, because that damn two-point play out of the Dolphins had me hot.
Then we had a parlay, and we had the Carolina Panthers, the first leg of the parlay, which was an easy victory in the morning over Tampa. But then the second game, we had the Jaguars, and they were unable to beat the New Orleans Saints. And then we decided, all right, we're going to chase for the Sunday night game. We are chasing it. And I said, this one is a lock last night. Who was Pittsburgh playing last night?
Chargers.
The Chargers. We took the Chargers laying six.
Because the boy, the Sylvan Hodges, whatever his name was, wasn't supposed to beat Phillip Rivers.
They were down 21-0 before you blinked your eyes. I mean, that was, you know, and Phillip Rivers does what he does, which is a late comeback. And it just, that Chargers team. I was watching NFL Network this morning, Good Morning Football. They were saying, like Kay Adams was saying, I don't think you'll ever see Phillip Rivers in a playoff game again. Like, he seems to just kind of be done. Like, it just – Melvin Gordon did nothing yesterday.
And you have Bosa and you have Melvin Ingram, those bookends that are great pass rushers. You know what the Steelers did? How can y'all stop the run? They ran it straight downhill on their ass, and they couldn't do nothing about
James Conner, man. Whew. He looked good.
And then Snell, the little backup guy from, I think, went to Kentucky, the rookie, he came in and went to beating people's heads in.
Florida Panthers are victorious, by the way. Florida Panthers got the W this afternoon. They beat the New Jersey Devils 6-4. So there you go. Congratulations, Florida Panthers. I believe that's their second win on the season, right?
Yes.
And, right? What were they, Solana, 1-2-1 going into the game?
They were 1-2-2. Now they're 2-2-2.
All right, there you go. Second win on the season for the Florida Panthers. So there's good news right there. We got a lot planned for you still this afternoon. At 4 o'clock, Jerry Brewer, who's a writer for the Washington Post, he was in town yesterday covering the Dolphins-Redskins game for the Washington Post. So I wanted to get his view. I believe his headline was something along the lines of, there were no winners yesterday in Miami. That Redskins team. Although I got to ask him about Dwayne Haskins.
That was my thing. Why don't they put the man in the game?
And on top of that, too, like, Washington's going to be in the mix for a very high draft pick. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll take another quarterback? I mean, they just took Dwayne Haskins. Now, you saw it with Arizona. Yeah.
But they haven't even – you know what?
But Rosen, they saw Rosen, Josh Rosen
I was gonna
play
say, Rosen
for
had
Arizona.
13 starts 2 years
right.
ago. Dwayne Haskins, I think he got in for a quarter, and that's it. And he didn't play well when he got in, but you've got to get a man some time.
And I don't think he's going to play next week because Case Keenum brought him to a victory this week. So why would you change him out? So then, like, you'd be making a decision on Dwayne Haskins without having seen him. But is Tua Tagovailoa – a once-in-a-lifetime talent
that you gotta
that you have to, no matter who's on your roster.
We were talking to John Keim, I believe his name is. He covers the Redskins too in the pregame yesterday, and he said that this was a Daniel Snyder pick. Like, Jay Gruden had no intention
that Dwayne Haskins was
of ever talking to Dwayne Haskins, but you know Daniel Snyder gets a little too ambitious because he owns the team, and you can do that. So. They said that the guy, he insinuated that Jay Gruden would never have played Dwayne Haskins. So now we'll see what Callahan does with it.
I almost feel like we're doing College Game Day. You know, on College Game Day when they bring the food over, when they're, you know, finishing up a segment, they bring the food over. Twin Peaks in Davie is where we are, and they just brought some of their new wings over for Crowder to try. So those look good. They smell good. We have a good old commercial break here. How are you going to do your show for Rick and Davey while you're eating these new wings from Twin Peaks?
Me and Rick eat together. On a wing, Rick?
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Let me talk about the Cheetah here before we move on, because there's always lots going on at the Cheetah. The spookiest time of year is officially underway. Forget spending another year handing out candy at home. There's a much better option for making the most of Halloween night. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs will be putting a decidedly sexy spin on the scariest day of the year. Enjoy a frighteningly seductive night out with their lineup of sweet and sultry adult entertainers. Hang out at the Cheetah for their freaky Fright Night Halloween bash, of course, Thursday, October 31st. They'll have a costume contest, drink specials, buffet, much, much more. Halloween at the Cheetah. You cannot beat it. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day. 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. In the Biz Guest, this is tonight, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. That's Sundays through Tuesdays at Cheetah. And I always remind you, beer, babes, lots of football action. Cheetah Hallandale, their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. Monday night football tonight, Thursday night football, Saturday and Sunday. This is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers. Leather couch seating, HD TVs and projector screens. And you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. If you want details on any of the action I just told you about, check out their website at CheetahSOFL.com. Going to take a quick break here from Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder. Live at Twin Peaks in Davie, celebrating a Florida Panthers victory. That's kind of nice. Celebrating a Miami Hurricanes victory.
Real nice.
And celebrating a Dolphins loss.
Don't say it like that.
Very interesting dynamic. Very interesting dynamic. Yeah. Let me talk to my wine drinkers out there before we get this segment rolling, okay? Or if you're a listener that's interested in tasting and learning about some of the best wines, because this is for you. About a year ago, my wife and I decided we wanted to learn more about wine and start trying some of the finer ones. And I think I had told you that. I think I had mentioned it on the air. But we didn't know enough. And I'm the kind of guy that just stands in front of the wine display. I've got no idea what I'm doing. And it's why I'm so glad I found Cameron Hughes Wine. The website is chwine.com. Cameron Hughes Wine has a unique business model. So they source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. What happens is the best wineries overproduce their wines, but then they don't bottle it all, and they only bottle a select few, which is how they keep their prices high. Cameron Hughes gets these top wines, and then they sell them under his own label for a fraction of the price. These are luxury wines at affordable prices. Best price, best wine, quality guaranteed. You drink like a millionaire. So they sent me a few bottles. You can hop on chwine.com to see all about them. Like Lot 686 is one that they sent me. It's an Alexander Valley Cabernet, a smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. It's got a 5-star review average. It was just awarded 94 points and a platinum medal from the Sommelier Challenge International Wine Competition. So anyway, great news today. Cameron is offering a deal exclusively to my listeners. It's 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code Hockman when you're checking out. So these wines, which are already an amazing value, you get 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. You go to chwine.com and use the code Hockman when you're checking out, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. So again, go to chwine.com, enter the code Hockman, 20% off 3 bottles or more, plus free shipping. It is fantastic wine delivered right to your door from my friends at Cameron Hughes Wine. Check out the website, chwine.com. We're talking about, you know, celebrating the Panthers, celebrating the Hurricanes. You know, logically, Dolphins fans should be celebrating the loss yesterday. Logically, you understand that.
Big picture thinking, long-term goals, yes. But on a Monday, after losing by one, for a two-point conversion, I got a little funny feeling in my stomach.
I'm telling you, I walked out of the stadium yesterday. It was the first game that we'd gone to this season, me, my wife, my son, and had a great time. I have to tell you, it was a heck of a lot more crowded than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, hell yeah.
There were a lot of people there. Now, a lot of them were Redskins fans, but there were a lot of Dolphins fans as well.
50-50?
About 50-50, probably.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well.
But it was like
Liv was crazy.
Was it?
Oh, my goodness gracious. My wife had a friend in there who had some business partners. They had a little box, and I walked through at halftime. I had to get out of there. Hey, put my blinders on. I can't look around here.
Getting in trouble over
and
there.
Chin to the ground. I was walking quick.
But I had this really weird feeling, as I think a lot of Dolphins did, a lot of Dolphins fans did, walking out of the stadium yesterday. You get down to the final end, and like you kind of want to see your team have this come from behind victory. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick drives him down, and then you want that moment where you experienced it as a player against Baltimore.
Yes.
What was your record at that point?
0-12, I believe.
By the way, you know, you talk about being at Liv. So I was at the 72 Club yesterday, which gives you field access.
Yeah.
So you're able to walk out onto the field. You're behind a divider. You want to talk about, you know, the difference between people aren't tanking. When they're on the field, they're playing. They're not tanking. The players are not tanking. The front office maybe is fielding a team that just doesn't have the personnel to win a lot of games. But when you're that close and I'm watching the offensive line walk off the field after giving up another sack or whatnot, remember we had Evan Bame on the show on Friday. Yeah, they're pissed. Like, they're not feeling good. And you really get the sense of that sideline when you're standing there. You really start to feel, yeah, like, this is, like, this no professional athlete wants to go through what the Dolphins are going through. And you went through it.
And a lot of these guys are on short-term deals, one-year, two-year deals. They're going to have to go get a job. So, like, Michael Dieter, he's a rookie, but he gave up. He was a part of giving up two of those sacks. If he had to go get a job next year, his new employer is going to look at him and they're going to cut. They're not going to pay him as much because you gave up two sacks in the game, and they're going to question even signing him. Like Bame and some of these other guys, Jamarcus Webb, like some of these veterans, they're putting this on film to get criticized and to get their career maybe potentially shortened by what they're putting out on the field. Hawk, let me ask you, and fans, just vibe with me. When Gesicki caught that 30-yarder late in the fourth quarter to get that first down, and then they come back and then Preston Williams catches the ball the next to get another first down, that wasn't a built-up excitement inside of you naturally?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
When did it click that, damn, we're going to mess up the tank?
I'm telling you, when the timeout was called for the two-point conversion, I realized, like, I had two conflicting emotions. I'm not lying to you. Rick and David is nodding his head as well. Like, I think Dolphins fans all over South Florida had the same conflicting emotions right there, where it was like, yeah, you kind of want to see your team come from behind. Solanas texted me that you guys were 0-13 in that Ravens game.
After about 0-8, I stopped counting because people started giving me sympathy. Hey, Crowder, it'll be better, man. Things are tight. I'm like, bro, my dog didn't die, man. We're a bad team. Like, I'm still getting paid well.
But I had conflicting emotions. I think a lot of Dolphins fans did. Logically, I was thinking to myself, they make this two-point conversion. They may have just outcoach themselves from Tua Tagovailoa for this one moment to orchestrate a comeback over the Redskins in a like
but that logic I couldn't catch that logic during the emotion of the game. And I don't know if I'm still too close to it or, like you're saying, even that player perspective.
Well, it was hard because outside the game, I would say there's no conflict at all. Like, you can't win that game. There, I had that pull.
Because even when the Redskins called a timeout and they got the sideline, like, in my mind, naturally, I'm thinking, okay, O'Shea, now you have time. Now explain it to everybody. Get everybody calmed down and get the play you want in because this can work. 2 yards away, baby. Go win. And I'm thinking that. And I didn't, honestly, until – the end of the game, I totally forgot about Tua. I forgot about a tank. I forgot about all that. Once Fitzpatrick got in the game and he started rolling, I got excited like I was still on the team and we were trying
that
to go
was exciting.
Super Bowl.
That was exciting. I'm not even going to lie to you. That was exciting. Like, yeah, he was all of a sudden the offense had some life to it. Like, you go to a game, you want to see some offense.
And when Devontae caught that ball inside, when he cleared, Landon Collins came down to jump the slant, and he let him clear right over Josh Norman's arm, and he caught it. I jumped up in the press box and did the little fist bump. I was like, boom, man, I got a throw. I didn't think anything about all this other stuff on the outside.
Somebody texts in. This is such a great text. Huge Dolphins fan for 40-plus years. Live and die with them. Honestly, I didn't know how to feel at the end. Wanted them to win, but I understand the long term. I hate mediocrity so hard. And my buddy and I are flying to Pittsburgh for Monday Night Football. Hashtag I'm crazy. Yeah, if you're flying up to Pittsburgh for that Monday night game. Dolphins line for this coming Sunday, they are 16.5-point underdogs in Buffalo.
Take the Dolphins.
I don't think so.
16 and a half?
I think Buffalo is going to run roughshod over them.
Yeah, I think this was the week.
I think this was the week where Dolphins players and coaches were like, let's do it. We can do it this week. I think there's an emotional letdown now because that was a winnable game, and they didn't come out with the W. I think Buffalo runs roughshod over them on Sunday. Yeah.
And with Case Keenum and McLaurin doing what they did.
Right. Now make it Josh Allen, who's got legs. And,
And our run defense isn't that good. And Buffalo, that's what they want to do is bully you. You know that's going to happen. Now, Buffalo's going to come out and try to little boy us.
And Buffalo's still trying to let people know, like, hey, we're a factor in the AFC East. Like, don't sleep on us.
They're number two right now in the AFC.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
The entire conference.
And no one's buying them, just like a lot of people weren't buying the Niners. And all of a sudden, you kind of just have to.
Yes.
Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post is going to join us momentarily. We'll talk about this Dolphins-Redskins game. I know a lot of listeners are going to thank me when you hear this message, so I want you to listen closely. If you're still paying hundreds of dollars a month for Viagra or Cialis, I have some great news. My friends at Mens.com are helping listeners with generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. I was talking about this last week, and people text in, how do they do this? Well, Mens.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. And by the way, the pharmacy is right here in the U.S. This is FDA-approved stuff. You're not rolling the dice here on, I hope this works. They own the pharmacy. It keeps prices down. Honestly, if you're already spending hundreds of dollars a month, you are crazy if you don't switch to Mens.com. Now, for a limited time, they'll give you the online medical evaluation for free, and now they're offering an additional 50% off your first month. That's an incredible deal. A doctor reviews your questionnaire. If you're eligible, you will be cleared. You will be good to go. They deliver your meds conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There's no trips to the doctor's office. There's no embarrassing conversations to have. The online process is quick and easy. And again, right now, there's this special offer, an additional 50% off your first month. Guys, sometimes need a little help. There's no shame in that. Whether you want the convenience of it, you want to save some money, or maybe you've just been curious about the benefits of generic Viagra or Cialis, Mens.com is for you. And again, it's FDA approved, so don't wait. I want you to go to the website right now, see what it's all about. Take advantage of that 50% off the first month offer. Mens.com, M-E-N-S, Mens.com. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie, going to talk Dolphins and Redskins with Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.